Hey there, and welcome to Radio Fishing. Yes, indeedy, it is that time again. Another one of these little gems, the jewels of audio that we call Radio Fishing. And we've got a special guest appearance today by my good buddy, longtime construction worker pal, bum around the state, you know, get all beat up pal. That's Cliff. Cliff and I have, we did a lot of different jobs together over the years, and now you work for the largest tent manufacturer in the country, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, tell us about the tent guys. What goes on with the tent stuff?
I still say they should make a reality show about us, because some of the antics we pull are amazing, but we do everything from little fireworks tents up to tents big enough to park two 747s in.
It's pretty cool stuff, and you just travel all over the country doing all this?
Yep. We go everywhere, United States, Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, wherever they need us.
There you go. And even after tornadoes, hurricanes, and all that, you guys go put up all the shelters for people.
We do a lot of disaster areas, yes, sir.
So, but talking about disasters... This is.
I like how that segued. That was good.
Cliff's going on a boat. So, how did that thing pan out? How did the whole boat trip thing come out?
As far as last night?
Yeah, you went out fishing last night. I heard you almost caught a fish.
Almost, yeah. No, actually, it worked out good. I figured, you know, we've got this bad weather coming in. Maybe last night would have been a good night, you know, before the front hit. So I went out and took a bunch of shrimp with me, just putted out into the canals. Didn't even go out in the harbor, just stayed in the backwater.
Well, like today, that's actually a really great thing to do, because it's 20, 30 mile an hour winds out there.
Exactly.
This is not the day to be out in the water on the canal or out in the harbor, open water. So you go out last night, you get in the canal, you just find a spot and anchor up, and what happened?
Everyone's got their little honey hole. I've got mine. No, I won't reveal it. Sorry. But
but it was in a canal on the Port Charlotte side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's a little spot I go to, and nothing really special about it, but I'm comfortable. The way the wind was blowing last night, I was able to shelter up against the mangroves, threw out two anchors to kind of hold me steady. And
now, the two-anchor thing, why did you have to have two anchors?
Because of the way the tide was, it couldn't make up its mind whether it wanted to come in or out, so the boat just kept swinging.
That makes me nuts, because it'll come in, and everything just starts moving in, and for about 15 minutes or so, and then all of a sudden it stops. You watch those same leaves come back at you again,
yep.
And then they go to the other side of the boat, and then they stop. What in the heck could make water go in, stop, come back at you, stop, go in? I mean,
I have no idea.
It is amazing to sit there, but that's why you ended up putting out two anchors, because every time the tide would change, the boat would swing around.
Correct.
So one out the front, one out the back, sitting against the mangroves, and what proceeded to happen? I guess what we're using for bait, let's start with that.
Well, I picked up live shrimp. And I had about 4 or 5 dozen live shrimp in the bucket. I set out one line. Nothing was going on much. I said, all right, I'll throw out another line. Sent out another line, and I'm fishing just on the bottom. You know, it's an area of oyster flats, and I prefer fishing them because the redfish tend to, you know, congregate on the oyster flats. You don't get as many catfish if you stay off the mud. Right. So, I just had the lines out there, and it was real slow going. I started picking up ladyfish. And
now, you had a sinker on fishing right on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just a slide sinker, you know, about 2.5 feet of fluorocarbon leader and my hook. And I picked up a couple ladyfish, but like I said, the tide would not make up its mind. And I was beginning to wonder if I was, you know, it was just going to be a bad night. About 2 hours into it, all of a sudden, the tide finally made up its mind and started roaring in. And at that point, I pulled up the back anchor, because the boat was holding steady, and cast out my lines, and all of a sudden, I started catching fish. And it was great. I had one of the best nights I've had in a while, and I needed it. You know, I needed to take my mind off things, and it was good.
So, it was on like Donkey Kong, you're just out there.
Oh, and yeah.
So, what'd you catch? What started out? I mean, you were playing with the ladyfish, and then what happened?
first thing I caught right in the middle of the canal, which surprised me, was one of the largest sheep's heads I've ever caught in my life. It was probably about 18 inches long.
Big sheep head.
Big sheep's head, and he swallowed it. Normally, they're a picker. They'll pick at the bait. This thing swallowed a large shrimp down to his belly. I ended up cutting the leader because I couldn't even see the hook anymore.
As big as he is, he can actually do that.
Yeah, but still, you know, it surprised me. So, needless to say, he's dinner tonight.
And so, now, just to give people an idea, this was what time?
Right after dark. I left about 6 o'clock from the dock, motored about 10, 15 minutes to my little spot, and...
So it was pretty good and dark by now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like fishing nighttime. A lot of people are against it because they say the bugs are bad, this and that. But, A, you don't have the boat traffic. You don't have the worries about sunburn and stuff like that. It's cooler out, and it's very peaceful.
And you're kind of a delicate little flower. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Anybody that knows me knows I yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So you caught the sheep head, and then what started going on?
Caught a few more ladyfish, and as the tide started rolling more, okay, so I, you know, set out both lines again, and all of a sudden I started getting some decent bites. I was like,
both of them in the middle, or were you fishing the edges at any point?
No, I'm fishing the edges along the oyster flats there.
So you left the bottom fishing in the middle, and now you're fishing right along the mangroves.
Yeah, about probably about 5-6 feet off the shoreline, and, you know, you can feel the sinker bumping the oysters, and if you're not careful, you'll snag up, but... It's always a better spot to fish. And then I hooked into a nice drum, a black drum. It was about, I'd guesstimate about 15 pounds. So that got my adrenaline running. I mean, just hearing the reel screaming out and everything and trying to, you know, stop that freight train from running around the corner. So it was very cool, very cool.
So you've been out there, what, about 45 minutes at this time?
Yeah, but no, actually a couple hours. It took a couple hours for the tide to finally make up its mind what it wanted to do.
So now you've got the ladyfish, the sheephead, ladyfish, black drum. So where do we go from there?
Then I started catching a few catfish. I was like, all right, well, maybe the night's not going to be great. And then I caught my first redfish. And that peeled line off and got my blood going again, so...
About 20, 24 inches?
That was about 21 inches, that
21
one.
21 inches.
That was the smallest of the night.
So, how many redfish did you catch?
I ended up catching 6.
6 redfish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got the ladyfish, the sheephead, ladyfish, catfish, and then 6 redfish.
Yep, but...
And a big black drum.
And then in the interim, I caught... one of the biggest mangrove snappers I've ever caught in my little spot is almost 18 inches long. And that thing, I thought I was fighting a redfish because it was peeling line off all over the canal. And I finally got it to the boat, went to net it, and I said, that's not a redfish. And I get it up in there, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's a damn vampire.
big teeth
big
in the front.
Big fangs in the front. And he was trying. He almost got my finger twice.
Yeah, he's going to chew on you pretty good, that's for sure. That... mangrove snappers have teeth like a house cat, like a big house cat.
Oh, yeah.
By the time they get up 18 inches, they're looking more like a bobcat. And
with fangs.
The weird part about them is they just snap, snap, snap until they bite something, and then they just lock on.
Yeah, it's the pit bull of fish.
Yeah, once they get a good grip on some flesh, they won't let go. So if you got your finger in there, you're going to be in there a while.
Absolutely. But so, all in all... Then I caught another black drum, a little bit smaller than the other one, but still a ferocious fighter. And, I mean, like I said, I had about 4 or 5 dozen shrimp, and I fished it to the very last one and was getting bites on almost every shrimp. It was the perfect night to be out there. I didn't have to share it with anybody. I was by myself. It, you know, about 2:30 in the morning, I'm fishing. I just cast out the last shrimp, and I looked up, you know, over at, across the channel there was a boat on a lift that was lit up, and all of a sudden I realized I couldn't see it anymore. Looked around and went, oh, look at the fog.
That always makes it fun. But luckily you hadn't left the canal, so you could just
putt
your way back.
I know that backwater real good, and I mean, it's just, I just idled along and used my little flashlight to see the markers when they came up in front of the boat, and oh, I gotta go left to the up, I gotta go right to this one, you know, but no big deal. But yeah, great night fishing on the water. Couldn't be better. And
so you've only been back a few days now, and you've only got a few more days you're here, so you're going to be trying to hit those night spots for the next week or so until you got to leave.
Weather permitting, I'll be out there. And Hopefully, so, I can do a repeat.
If you've got some advice for somebody, what's your best advice for them? Like, say, because fishing out in the harbor is kind of hit or miss right now, but that nighttime fishing is really pretty good. So, if you live in a canal, what's your advice?
Patience. You may not get a bite right away, but I guarantee you at night the predators come out. The bigger fish, for some reason, always seem to like to feed at night. At least this is what I find in the canals. During the day, you've got all the smaller snappers, all the little rat reds. They're racing around grabbing everything. The big fish hide in the shade. They don't want to exert the effort. You put out a shrimp at night, just let it sit there. Wait and see what happens. You may get a couple catfish, but sooner or later, something's going to come along and say, that's dinner, and hold on, because it's going.
Intersections of canals, bridges on canals.
Correct.
Anything where something's a little different. Maybe not just the middle of a canal with nothing there, but if you've got a main canal going along, and then you got a side canal that cuts off, that's going to create a swirl and an eddy right there.
Right. You fish that point. You fish around the points, and you know, the bigger fish will wait on the edge of that point, figuring, you know, bait's going by, dinner's going to swipe by, and they're just going to pull out and attack.
And it's actually going to be one side an incoming tide, the opposite side will probably work on the outgoing tide.
That is correct.
So, anyway, so if you want something a little different to do, and you're sitting there, and let's face it, TV is getting worse and worse and worse. I think I got 147 channels, and I got nothing on there I want to watch. So, you know, take the boat. You don't have to go anywhere special. You can put in at Port Charlotte Beach and run up the bridge on Sunrise, or go over to West Spring Lake. You can put in there. Even down at Lashley Park, and just go out fishing by the bridge at night. But night fishing is unique, and it's beautiful. It's quiet. It's peaceful. Not so much at the 41 Bridge, but
no, but
anywhere else you can go to. And there's so many nice places to fish, and so many, and it's beautiful out there at night. It's like the whole world changed.
Absolutely. I mean, I was even turning off the anchor light last night and just staring straight up. The stars were amazing.
Which he did not do, Coast Guard.
Yes,
Marine
no.
He left the anchor light on all night long.
I was imagining that.
Yes, it is a major fine if you get caught out there in a boat without a light on while you're there. Because the big thing about it is you need to have your boat lit, because there's always some idiot running around in the harbor without his bow lights on, and you don't know he's coming until he's right there.
That's true.
So, anyway, on a happier note, that good thing Cliff didn't break any rules.
That's true.
I guess the best advice is get some shrimp and take the boat out tonight and relax in the canal. 20, 30 mile an hour winds, there's going to be no bugs.
Right.
The great thing about the high wind nights is it blows the bugs into the bushes. So find yourself a spot, not really out of the wind, but just a little bit in the wind. Just enough to keep the bugs off. Go out, relax. Just take some shrimp and catch some fish. Have some fun.
Hey, any day fishing's better than anything else.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like my job. I'd almost rather commit here than go fishing. Almost. I mean, it's getting there. I'm lucky. I like my job.
Yes, you are.
So, anyway, I think we're going to be wrapping this up. And, yep, there's the music. And we'd like to thank my guest today, Cliff. And hopefully you're going to be around for a while. And, yes, the crowd loves you, Cliff. The crowd just loves you. Thank you so much for being here.
I appreciate it.
And we'll see you on the next Radio Fishing. And another last Happy New Year for you guys. It was only the day before yesterday. It is 1-2-2014. Oh, my God, Cliff.